completely transformed. When I first got interested in it was as an undergraduate student, then as a graduate student starting in 1946. And there were no such things as computers to compute simulations of this or that. Everything was closed-form mathematics. The simulations really hadn't matured all that much, at least in communication engineering. And the telephone system absolutely dominated everything, either technology necessary to do telephone calls or to do military kinds of things, radar, particularly that one might call a branch of communication, communicating with yourself. And I just watched it become more and more enriched with more and more sophisticated ways of analyzing things, clever inventions like Shannon's theory of communications, like the use of digital signaling, the surprising and totally counterintuitive thing that you have with fiber optics, where there's something that's so small you can hardly see, and yet it's got 25,000 gigahertz of bandwidth. And all these things have just come in a rush, and looking back, it's just not the same. It's gone through a number of transformations. And I think the other thing that has to be said is that the pace of technological change has been steadily accelerating and continues to accelerate. So if you plot, I don't know how you'd want to plot technological progress, but probably a curve that starts fairly slowly. After World War II, building almost entirely on the technologies on Earth during World War II, and then accelerates and gets faster and faster to the point now where all sorts of things are doubling every n months instead of every n years, like bandwidth consumption, individual bit rate, amount of information presented to the human user per picture on the CRT display. And
almost like a Moore's Law sort of
thing. Yeah, that's right. And I think what's behind it all is the technology push and the demand pull. And technology push is the kind of stuff that the IEEE does, presides over technical innovation. But the consumer doing the pulling is the human, apparently human, insatiable and totally unlimited greed for more and more bandwidth. People are just going to keep wanting more and more bandwidth.